Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Winner's Circle, a brand new talent show featuring the finest musical talent in America and starring one of the musical greats of all times, a man whose fine musical touch has won for him a permanent place in The Winner's Circle, Mr. Freddie Martin.
Thank you, Wendell Niles, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure you'll all be as happy as I am to help discover the musical greats of tomorrow. And that's the real purpose behind our new show, The Winner's Circle. Is there an undiscovered Perry Como learning to be a barber in your town? Are you a Dinah Shore or a Mindy Carson or Patty Page waiting to be found? Is your brother, cousin, friend, or neighbor another Dick Contino or a Liberace? If so, let's get them into the Winner's Circle. Let's help them on the way to fame and fortune. Wendell, how about giving the folks the details of our musical talent search?
I sure will, Freddie. We're instituting this great talent search to present for your listening and viewing pleasure undiscovered talent from every city, town, and hamlet in America. And here's how our contest works. Those of you who have talent, a flair and ambition for music, and a career in show business can contact your favorite local disc jockey and submit to him a recording of your work. These local disc jockeys will select what is, in their opinion, the most promising performer in his locality. He will then send the recording he judges as the best to our staff in New York City. Freddie Martin's staff then selects the most promising performer of the week, and this artist and his disc jockey sponsor are flown into New York City to appear here on our show. For example, the four winners that have been flown here tonight represent Seattle, Washington, Salt Lake City, Utah, Omaha, Nebraska, and Atlanta, Georgia. They will perform for you, our audience, and be judged by our panel, three of the most important people in the musical world. The winners of these weekly contests receive as the major prize a week's engagement with Freddie Martin and the Martin Men at the famous Starlight Roof here at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York City. Then, at the end of 13 weeks, a grand prize winner will be selected. This winner will be the performer who has received the highest score of any participant. Points will be scored on ability, technique, appearance, and showmanship. Now, the grand prize is a choice between a brand new Cadillac Coupe de Ville automobile, a 2-week trip to Europe or Honolulu, or the cash equivalent. And as a special award, the Discoverer, your local disc jockey, will receive a $1,000 cash bonus. Well, there it is, folks. And now here's Freddie to introduce our panel of Who's Who in the Musical World.
Thank you, Wendell. I'm sure the details are now clear to everyone. First, let's meet Henry René, one of the leading executives in the world of music. Mr. René, who with his fine musical direction has backed up more top-notch vocal talents than any other man in America. Such stars as Dinah Shore, Tony Martin, Mindy Carson, Robert Merrill, and hundreds of other star performers under contract to RCA Victor. Henry, we're delighted that you'd take the time to sit in on our panel and pick the stars of tomorrow for our winner's circle.
I'm flattered, Freddie, and welcome the opportunity to help these up-and-coming performers.
Wonderful, Henry. Folks, meet our next panelist, a fine artist whose great voice is a must on any top tune, Miss Mindy Carson. Mindy, I know that you must be happy in your work from the wonderful response you got out at my old stomping ground, the famous Coconut Grove.
I couldn't be happier, Freddie, and I certainly don't wonder at your long engagements at the Grove. What a great, big, wonderful audience.
Well, you've made them love you, Mindy, and thanks very much for lending a hand to our aspiring artists. Now, folks, I'd like to have you meet Mr. Joseph Lilly, head musical director at the Paramount Studios in Hollywood. Joe, you're writing and scoring Irving Berlin's White Christmas with Bing Crosby, aren't you?
Yes, I am, Freddie. And Bing asked me to pass along all his hellos and a word of encouragement to all of the contestants on your winner's circle. And oh, yeah, he sent a special greeting to his pals, the local disc jockeys. He really butters up to those boys.
Well, thank you, Joe Lilly. And now, without any further delay, let's meet Mr. Tommy Revell, one of the top disc jockeys from way out in the evergreen state of Washington. Come in, Tommy Revell, from station KJR in Seattle. How was your trip here?
Just wonderful, Freddie. And if this sounds like a plug, it's meant to be.
That great TWA strata cruiser brought us here in 8.5 hours. And it was a delightful trip, and let me say right now that I'm happy and excited to be here and participate in your great contest. I can tell you that all the DJs in Seattle were jumping and jiving with the excitement of finding people worthy enough to be on your show.
Well, that's great, Tommy, and I know everybody is most anxious to hear about your discovery. Who is the winner from Seattle, Tommy?
Well, Freddie, I discovered this beautiful little creature when the boys in the back room of Charlie's malt shop swooped down on me with their pretty little protege. And here is one of the cutest and most talented dishes ever to dish up a double chocolate ice cream flip. And I do mean flip. Miss Carol Cummings.
Well, greetings, Carol. And with such enthusiasm backing you up by your sponsor, Tommy Ravel, there's not much more I can add. What would you like to sing? I presume you're going to sing because Tommy is still standing there and not wheeling in a grand piano or a Stradivarius.
That's right, Mr. Martin. I'm a vocalist. And if I can keep from shaking, I'd like to sing You're Thoughtless.
Boys, you heard what the gal said. Let's go.
To say you're careless as you can be, you're thoughtless whenever you're with me. You always go out of your way to show me that you don't care. You're thoughtless. And it's getting hard to bear. If you thought more of how to hold me and less of how to scold me, how happy we could be. But what's the use to daydream? 'Cause even in a daydream, you're mean to me. You'll always be just thoughtless. But there'll come a day when you'll love somebody who is heartless and careless and thoughtless just like you.
Fine rendition. How about that, Mindy Carson?
Carol has a wonderful voice, and I'm rating her high on technique and personality, too.
Wonderful, Carol. I'm sure Seattle will be proud of you tonight. Sit near the phone, girl. They'll be calling. And now, here's Lenny Fox from KTSL, Salt Lake City, Utah, with his entry for the winner's circle. How are you, Lenny?
Couldn't be better, Freddie. Just sitting here chaffing at the bit to get up there and introduce my winner from good old Salt Lake City. It's Mr. Johnny Dawes, Freddie, and he has a great voice, a sensational personality, and, oh, well, he's going to sing At Your Command, and believe me, he'll kill the people.
Well, welcome, Johnny Dawes from Salt Lake City. Is Lenny your disc jockey or your press agent? No matter. Let's sing.
I have you. gave me all your love dreams I shattered beyond recall. At my heart it would beat, and to think that my heart would obey. I want you, I need you more than you know. I'll worship your love, dear.
Say, Johnny, that was simply wonderful. No wonder Lenny Fox flipped his disc over you. Henry Rene, how about Johnny Dawes from Salt Lake City?
Freddie, that boy has real talent, and he can take it from me right now that someone at RCA will be calling him, but soon. Congratulations, Johnny.
Well, thank you, Mr. Rene, and thank you, Mr. Martin, for backing me up with your great band.
The boys know real talent when they hear it, and their enthusiasm was only their appreciation for your fine voice. And now, Wendell, if you'll tell the folks once more how our talent search can put them in the winner's circle, we'll follow you with our new RCA Victor recording, which we hope will make the winner's circle of the hit parade. It's called Apple in a Pear Tree.
Those of you with talent, a flair and ambition for music, and a career in show business can contact your favorite local disc jockey and submit to him a recording of your work. These local disc jockeys will select what is, in their opinion, the most promising performer in his locality. He will then send the recording he judges as the best to our staff in New York City. Freddie Martin's staff then selects the most promising performer of the week, and this artist and his disc jockey sponsor are flown into New York City to appear here on our show. For example, the four winners that have been flown here tonight represent Seattle, Washington, Salt Lake City, Utah, Omaha, Nebraska, and Atlanta, Georgia. They will perform for you, our audience, and be judged by our panel, three of the most important people in the musical world. The winners of these weekly contests receive as the major prize a week's engagement with Freddie Martin and the Martin Men at the famous Starlight Roof of the Waldorf Astoria Hotel here in New York City. Then at the end of 13 weeks, a grand prize winner will be selected. This winner will be the performer who has received the highest score of any participant. Points will be scored on ability, technique, appearance, and showmanship. Now, the grand prize is a choice between a brand new Cadillac Coupe de Ville automobile, a 2-week trip to Europe or Honolulu, or the cash equivalent. And as a special award, the Discoverer, your local disc jockey, will receive a $1,000 cash bonus. Well, there it is, folks. And out here, once again, is Freddie Martin.
When there's an apple on a pear tree, cows in the sky. When little puppy dogs learn to fly. Then and only then, little dove, I'll stop loving you, my love. When there's an apple on a pear tree, wings on a mule. When hippopotami go to school. Then and only then, honeybee, you can get away from me.
When mighty mountains crumble, bridges bend. Then, my darling, it's the end. You're in this heart of mine to stay. That's why I say.
When there's an apple on a pear tree, snow in July, no little cherries in cherry pie.
Then and only then, little dove,
I'll stop a-loving you, I'll stop a-loving you, I'll stop a-loving you, my love. On a pear tree, fish in the sky. When all the rivers and streams go dry,
then and only then, little dove,
I'll stop a-loving you, I'll stop a-loving you, I'll stop a-loving you, my love, my love, my
love. Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad you liked that little tune. And now to continue with our next contestant for the winner's circle, I'd like to present Sandy Jackson from KOWH in Omaha, Nebraska. Sandy, come on out.
Howdy, Freddie. My guest tonight should delight you. He's Paul Howard of South Omaha, and he's a real Freddie Martin fan.
Well, flattery will get you no place, Sandy, but nevertheless, I'm delighted that he is. How does that come?
Well, he's a real student of the piano, Freddie, and he's particularly excited because he knows you started such great pianists as Murray Arnold, Jack Fina, Claude Thornhill, and Russ Morgan. Even I didn't know he started on piano with you.
Yes, he did, Sandy, and of course, he went on to be a great trombonist, a fine vocalist, and a good leader, too.
Well, the topper is that Paul told me that Barclay Allen, who wrote a selection, Cumana, also played with you.
He sure did, Sandy, and if Paul is this well-informed, I'm sure he's going to be great. So let's hear Paul Howard of Omaha, Nebraska play Cumana.
Thank you.
wonderful, Paul. A very fine performance. You'll go a long way with your great talent. How about that, Joe Lilly?
Freddie, if Paul is interested, I'll take him over to Paramount to play for our staff. And I'm sure I can get him some scoring jobs at the studio.
There you are, Paul. You're halfway into the winner's circle already.
Thank you, Mr. Martin. And an extra special thanks to my pal here, Sandy Jackson.
Sounds like a brother act. Well, next we have a charming female disc jockey, Miss Lois James from WQXL in Atlanta, Georgia.
Hello, Freddie. I've got a real surprise for you. I've cornered four men. And we've already had a ball for ourselves. I could just look at these handsome men and swoon. But where do you dig them singing My Wild Irish Rose? Freddie, meet the pride of Atlanta, all four of them, Huey, Glenn, and the Dons. Rock it, boys.
That was just great. Lois, you've really got yourself a find there. And now let's let our panel compare notes and see who enters our winner's circle this week, while Wendell Niles has this to say.
Don't forget to get a recording of your talents to your local disc jockey wherever you are. And he, in turn, may select you for Freddie Martin's winner's circle program and a chance for fame and fortune.
Folks, our panel has selected for the winner's circle Miss Carol Cummings. Well, step over here, Carol, and enter the golden ring of our winner's circle. Congratulations. You really deserve the honor. And you, Tommy Ravel, you step over here, too, and take a big bow for picking Carol from all of the talent in your hometown of Seattle. Congratulations and good luck to both of you in the grand prize finals. See you later, Carol. We'll go over to your new home for a week, the starlight roof of the famous Waldorf Astoria Hotel. Well, that's all for tonight, folks. Good night. See you next week when a new panel of musical greats will pick a new star for our winner's circle. ¶¶